Step into modern luxury at Langham in Grandview. Your boutique, studio plus suite awaits with a premium kitchen, spa-inspired bathroom, and elevated finishes throughout. Just steps from your door, lounge poolside in a private cabana, unwind in the hydrotherapy spa, perfect your swing with virtual golf simulators, or visit the fitness center for a Peloton ride. Availability at Langham is limited. Reserve your studio plus suite today at livepreferred.com.
I mean, I can sit behind my house every afternoon and count as many as 15, 20 deer just about on every afternoon grazing on my food plot. And I've got just one back there. It's just a plaything. They love green grass and clover and all the other stuff that you want to put out.
And fertilizer.
Yeah, you got to fertilize it. Sure do.
Got to fertilize it.
pH right, all that stuff.
Well, Dale, we sure appreciate you calling this morning, buddy.
Yeah, y'all send somebody by my way today. We'll be here to warm, but we got kind of a sale, and I don't know if y'all been talking about that.
Yeah, we have.
But there's just let folks come in and just walk through, and whatever they see hunting related, you know, we're just gonna give a good discount on stuff, and hopefully they'll be able to, even stuff that they won't be able to use right now, but they can save a lot of money now for next year.
Oh, yeah, Dale, I mean, you've got your redneck blinds, your Texas Hunter, you got all your Millennium, your double ladder, your single ladder stands. All this stuff is on sale this year after the season hunting.
Yeah, even the Tinks and the Code Blue, the Deer Sense, just anything hunting related that I've got. I just don't want to box it up, carry it over the next year. We've still got some A5 cameras, too. I think we're selling those for like $55.
Whoa, that's cheap.
So we still got plenty of those. So.
How about your hay bale blinds, Dale?
I don't have, but about one or two of those. I've got one that's the duck blind, but you can use it as a deer hunting blind too. But I think I've got one of those left. But of course, we can order them if people want them. We can still get them in.
Oh yeah. Well, we're encouraging everybody to come out there and come see you, Dale, there at Farmer's Feed this morning.
I appreciate it, guys.
All right, thanks so much. Dale Wilson, Farmers Feed and Supply over there on Fleming and Court Street.
Yes, sir.
Y'all go by and see him. Let's go to line two and talk to Roger this morning. Roger, how you doing, buddy?
I have found a more productive use of corn is to mix it with some yeast and some sugar, and you will get hunting buddies galore. They'll do all the work. They'll plant the patches. They'll keep your tractor running. Man, it is way more productive than putting it in a feeder.
Oh, yeah, and the cure what ails you, too, buddy.
Yeah, well, that crack corn.
It relaxes the stomach. It does all type wonders for the sinuses, all those aches and pains.
Makes you
I'm going to tell you what. You can break out a mason jar full of that and tell you what you do. You cook a big pot of collard greens with lots of fat meat in it, fried fatty pork chops, butter beans or black eyes, and they won't make it to the stand the next morning because they'll be hung over and in the toilet. You got to pick at a place. They've paid their money. That Benjamin just done crossed. Hey, he was talking about folks sloppy hunters. You just got to know how to play them. You got to know the game.
Absolutely, yeah. Absolutely. Now, Roger, you got a big Valentine's planned?
Oh, yeah. I give her a rose bush every year, tell her to grow all she wants.
There you go. And that way it doesn't die, or at least you hope it doesn't.
No, she'd kill anything, but you just... No, flowers are a waste of time. Candy's going to make her fat, and she'll want to move into a double wide when she gets fat, so you screwed on that deal.
Oh, man, you got to be killing
me. Well, Roger, we got 34 days till turkey season.
And Newman's over there talking about somebody blowing on a grunt. He's got the Michael Waddell rattling, sacking, grunt calls, and snort wheezes. He's probably got that electronic wind detector, too, doesn't he?
No, I don't have that. I really don't.
You can get that app on your phone now, Roger.
I bet he's got one of everything since. I mean, a fool and his money shall soon part, and the only way to kill a deer is to run over it with his pickup truck. How much damage you do to your truck when you hit that deer the other week?
Very little. I hit it on the back leg. I barely hurt it.
Yeah, you didn't even have a knife in your pocket where you could get out and finish it off, did you?
Did you hear me say that I sat in the tree stand all day long yesterday, on Tuesday, with the wind advisory?
And
12 hours. I think it was 11 hours.
Oof. Did you see a deer?
I saw like 25 or 30 of them, 3 or 4 bucks. No shooters. Cool. That's what I'm worried about, Roger. All of our deer they're not really growing symmetrical racks anymore. It seems like they've got all these jacked up racks. You know, a good side on one side and a cow horn on the other. They're just
You need to take them out and start from scratch then. Get you a seed heifer in there, and they'll sell you some semen from some of them deer up in North Alabama. They got deer farms that will hook you up.
Yeah, I just don't know if I'd be around long enough to see the results.
Well, sure you would. It doesn't take that long.
Yeah,
what, are you terminal?
No. But it takes a long time, you know, to really... Nah. You take out 3 or 4 cull deer on your property, it ain't going to make any difference the next year.
No, it won't make difference the next year. But the next year.
It takes forever for genetics really to set in. And you can't. It takes a long time to sway those genetics in the wild.
Just because you got one of those deer running around, you think all the other deer are going to be like that?
Mm-mm.
Okay.
There's so many messed up racks out there.
Shoot what you want to shoot and enjoy the hunt. If it's a
That's
good
what I'm
buck.
Talking about. If it's walking, just pull the trigger. Take it out. Take it over to Rex. Robert. And if he can't make something
Robert,
out of it,
yeah,
he'll pick no more of your tractor while he's working on it.
Huh.
Hey, you see his firewood set up? What's the conveyor belt all about?
I saw that conveyor belt. He was set up for production.
Oh, he's doing firewood, man. He's got it all merchandised and marketed right. It looks good down there. If it gets cold, he's going to sell it.
He's been cold. He's been selling it.
That place is set up to do some business now.
What's he got the conveyor belt? Is he just too lazy to tote it or what?
I think good help is so hard to find that he just had to rely on a manual piece of machinery like that to load it and stack it.
Well, you should have hooked him up on them Guatemalans you was trading off here a while back.
I think he went back to the homeland.
What about Brother Ned or
they're on
Elvis? Have you seen Elvis?
They're my folks.
Now, Steve, you know this place over in his neck of the woods is a community of Mexicans. Right over around Smut Eye, I bet there's 150, 200 of them living there. They hand plant pine trees and they travel and pick whatever's in season.
Wayne Poultry.
You know where they're at, don't you, Steve?
Absolutely. I'm telling you, they're right across the street from us right now.
They work.
Where are you at? Where are you at?
We're at Captain Pawn Shop on the Troy Highway.
Oh, is that where all the Hispanics is hanging out? What, they got a Bernie Sanders or Hillary Clinton rally going on or what?
No. The up and down the Troy Highway, if you go up and down this Troy Highway, there's a lot of locations that have got them. I saw a bunch of them this morning at the Marathon Station. One thing about them, they get up and they go to work.
They will work.
Dude, I'm like Steve.
That's
unlike
right.
me and Steve. Is that what you said?
That's what I said.
Better them than me, Roger.
That's what I'm talking about. You got to pick your friends well. Make sure they got plenty of money. Then you ain't got to worry.
There you go. Hey, Roger, we appreciate you calling this morning, buddy.
See ya.
Have a good day. Thank
Absolutely.
You, Roger.
Hey, let's go to line 3 and talk to David Scott. David, good morning.
Good morning, guys. I tell you, we're loaded down with fresh Gulf seafood over here at Destin Connection. I was going to run by a few of the fish that have come in the past day. I've got some beautiful number one grade, that sushi grade yellowfin tuna, amberjacks back in season. I just cut a big 40-pound amberjack about 30 minutes ago. Got some fresh triggerfish, scamp, Gulf red snapper caught right out of Dolphin Island, Alabama. Got a guy who runs out about 9 miles, commercial guy, and wears them out and comes right back in, and I get them the next morning. So these fish are
nice.
Literally day old. He runs up here, got his own truck. So also got some fresh salmon and trout fillets, got some big doormat flounders. So if you want a big flounder you can stuff, or I can fillet it for you, come by and get you one of those.
Two of those.
Yeah, man. And plenty of shrimp, all sizes of Gulf shrimp out of Florida. Truck came in yesterday with more shrimp. I've got oysters in the shell from both Texas and Cedar Key, Florida.
Whoa.
So,
now, hey, David.
Yep.
I heard you got to understand, I'm not a shucker.
Right.
All right?
He's
so
a
if I'm not a shucker,
he's a sucker.
Will you be, can I buy him shuck?
Yes, I've got pints, fresh pints. Ooh, yeah. $16. That includes the tax. So
well,
there's
been,
probably about 30 oysters
things.
In there. They are really pretty. You can eat them straight out of the container, or you can make oyster stew or batter them and fry them or just whatever you want to do. They're really good and really fresh.
Do you
shuck them there and put them in the container, or you buy them already that way?
It's against the law for me to do that. They have to be, they'd come from a federally and state inspected facility that's HACCP approved.
So even if I come to the back door?
I don't care who you are, Steve.
I don't shuck them here. I surely don't shuck them.
Can you come to the house?
Put them in containers. No, yeah,
Mountain
I
Man. You give Mountain Man a few squirrels and he will.
Me and Lieberman are thinking about doing something. Can you come over and help us shuck? We'll supply
Bruce,
you beer.
Bruce came by yesterday and got like 5 pounds of grouper, some scamp. He's cooking out for his. You need to go by there and eat some of that scamp he picked up yesterday.
Steve's not invited.
That's right. I'm always invited, but I'm glad you told me that. So now I know I'm going to have grouper.
Exactly.
Hey, buddy, give everybody your number and your location.
Yes, 288-4272. If you want to put your name on a box of oysters or if you want us to boil, peel, or devein shrimp, we can do that for you. Or if you just have a general question about what we got and how to cook it, 288-4272. And mention Cast and Blast, and we knock 50 more cents off of every pound of shrimp you buy.
Oh, yeah, great deal.
Well, David, we appreciate you calling, man. That's right, man. If y'all want to be a part of the show, call us 240-9230 outside the Montgomery area, 1-800-239-9544. If you're listening to Cast and Blast Outdoors right here live from Capital Pawn Shop.
If you're like a lot of people, your money runs out before the month does. If you need to make some extra cash to meet your household budget, call Buckmasters at 387-2621. If you'd like to talk about hunting and want to get paid for doing it, such as $8 to $15 per hour, then Buckmasters has the perfect job for you. Call Buckmasters at 387-2621. Full or part-time positions are available, and so is Blue Cross Blue Shield Insurance. Call Buckmasters and start making extra money the easy way. 387-2621.
Hi, this is Robbie Pelt with Capital City Roofing and Restoration. Capital City does small to large jobs with enough references to ease anyone about quality craftsmanship. Our sister company, Capital City Restorations, is your one-stop shop in construction that can take care of all your remodeling needs, and you only have to deal with one contractor to handle everything. So if you plan on having any roofing or remodeling done, then give us a call today. 277-3311. That's 277-3311. Or you can check us out on the web at capitalcityroofing.com. Capital City Roofing. We capitalize the roofing industry.
Call 334-358-2345 to reach American Forest Management for full-service forestry consulting services. The foresters at American Forest Management can help maximize the return from your forested lands. Call AFM today for your free initial consultation. Or to purchase or sell that perfect tract of land, call the helpful professionals at AFM Land Sales at 334-358-2345. Call now for the help you deserve. American Forest Management and AFM Land Sales, 334-358-2345.
We would like to thank these great sponsors of our Auburn sports broadcast on WMSP Sports Radio 740.
Hardee's, famous made-from-scratch biscuits and 100% Black Angus beef thick burgers.
Godfather Plumbing, let us do your dirty work.
Guardian Credit Union, where you belong.
And
Jack Ingram Nissan, home of the number one volume Nissan dealer in Alabama.
Your home for the Auburn Tigers is WMSP Sports Radio 740.
In the dead of night. Good morning. Welcome back. Thanks for listening to Cast Blast Outdoors. Really appreciate your time this morning. You know, again, we've been out here at Capital Pawn Shop doing a remote broadcast. It's going great. Still have a lot of items available for Valentine's. You need to come down here and shop early.
Absolutely. Make sure and get out of the doghouse. If you're in the doghouse, you can get out right here at Capital Pawn Shop in Montgomery on the Troy Highway or Millbrook on Highway 14. We appreciate y'all listening this morning. We'll be back next Saturday with more Cast and Blast Outdoors from Sports Radio 740.
I'm a meanest tweeter, a wabbit feaster. Tonight we did a bloody Easter, a stowing shadow, and the shadow moves to stab it in the night of echo.
That's going to put the wraps on another Cast and Blast, Montgomery's newest hunting and fishing show.
Pure Cast and Blast, live every Saturday morning from 7 to 9. And get the latest hunting and fishing news from outdoorsmen and guides Steve Long and Rob Newman. Cast and Blast has been brought to you in part by Great Southern Outdoors Hunting and Fishing Lodge and Bama Budweiser. Cast and Blast can be heard only on Montgomery's sports leader, Sports Radio 740 and SportsRadio740.com. Tiger Talk. Now, Monday nights at 7 on Sports Radio 740, WMSP Montgomery.
Step into modern luxury at Langham in Grandview. Your boutique Studio Plus suite awaits with a premium kitchen, spa-inspired bathroom, and elevated finishes throughout. Just steps from your door, lounge poolside in a private cabana, unwind in the hydrotherapy spa, perfect your swing with virtual golf simulators, or visit the fitness center for a Peloton ride. Availability at Langham is limited. Reserve your Studio Plus suite today at livepreferred.com.
Leagues Cup returns to Columbus. Your reigning Leagues Cup champion Columbus Crew are hosting three matches at Lower.com Field. Come out and watch the Crew take on teams from Liga MX, Toluca, Puebla, and Leon starting July 29th. Grab your tickets now at ColumbusCrew.com and watch the best in North America battle to keep the trophy at home in Columbus. No ties, only wins. Major League Soccer versus Liga MX. Leagues Cup returns to Columbus, Ohio. Be there.